Hey. Dirty boy. Hey. Dirty boy.
Oh my goodness.
Dirty boy. Delightful. Sing, sing, sing.
Don Sweeney. Who's Don Sweeney? Listen, Don Sweeney.
Go!
Everyone stop. Don Sweeney.
We'll get up around 10 a.m. eat a bowl of pasta. Pasta.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. A gigantic show today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just huge. And I believe she would still be here. Amy Lawrence broadcasting from the other studio.
Mm-hmm.
We extended an offer to come on our show. That was politely refused. John Wallach, when I came in, was having conversations with her. Obviously, John Wallach in a difficult position because he's completely ruined their relationship. John and Amy were good friends. John has sat here and kind of enabled and really led this negativity towards her show.
He's really been a horrible friend, to be quite honest. He has not stuck up for her in any way, shape, or form.
No, not only that.
If I was her, I'd be mad.
Not only that, he's kind of spearheaded the whole thing.
He did. He stokes the flames when the mics are off.
Yes.
He spearheaded. Oh, guys, come on.
He spearheaded the thing.
Right.
But John reached out yesterday and said, hey, you want to come on the show? And then Rich and I were like, yeah, I just hashed it out with John. You know, figure out what's going on. Let's put this on the air. Let's get this going for the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, for at one point to be such good friends that one would go to another one's wedding.
Yep.
And then to have that relationship burn to the ground due to another one's behavior on the air.
Mm-hmm.
John's constant criticisms.
I just wanted to know how she would look at a guy who stabbed her in the back so badly.
That was the whole idea behind having her on. You know, just looking, face to face with a guy that has really been cruel, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, so
she politely refused.
She politely refused, so that's that. So that's it.
So, John, you had a discussion with her, but everything was fine.
Yes, we some good repair work done. I think we're friendly again. I'm pleased with the way the conversation went.
Did you throw Rich and I under the bus?
Not at all. Didn't bring up your names once.
So what did you say?
We just... I
mean, it's obviously nothing that private, I would imagine.
No, it's just, you know, how have you been? It started that way, and she asked about my kids, and... It's just normal conversation.
That's none of your business?
No, I did not say that.
If you want to start prying into my personal life,
that's right.
Maybe you
back
pop,
off.
Yeah, maybe you pop on the air.
That's right.
But that was disappointing.
Yep.
We thought, you know, we thought that, Rich and I thought that, because, I mean, Rich and I don't have much to say. We thought that maybe she would come on the air and you could hash it out.
Mm-hmm. And there was none of that?
No.
Okay, but you guys...
No animosity at all.
Was there a hug?
There was.
Okay,
there was a hug, yes.
Now, was it an introductory hug, or was it after it was all done, and you kind of like...
It was an after. Actually, it might have been both. I know there was an after. I don't remember
So there was the fake hug, and then the cathartic hug.
I think there might have been both.
Was there anything... Was there any kind of feeling during the last
time? No, there was not.
Like, of missed opportunities?
No.
Maybe that there was... unrequited love. There was something there between the two of you.
No,
you both love sports.
Correct.
You both are broadcasters.
Correct.
You both have broadcasted in
the same building
in Rhode Island.
Yes, we both broadcasted in Rhode Island. Correct.
So I mean, there was
we
nothing.
We have lots in common.
So there was nothing like this. Could what to do?
No.
Is she your age or younger?
Younger.
Okay.
Everyone's younger than Joe. I mean, when you're essentially, you know, Abraham on the mountain.
Got my AARP card in the mail yesterday. Like, wow, all right, look at all these benefits.
We have a good question here. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
Brett, I'm just curious, when you got to the studio this morning, did you park the Jag next to Princess Leia, or did you leave a space between the two?
Okay, you know what? What's funny is I did look for Princess... that's what Amy Lawrence calls her car, is Princess Leia. And I did look for the car, in all honesty, to park next to it. But I did not see it on the side of the building. So I parked next to the horrible hoopty. That the kid that does the works the board overnight. This kid that works the board overnight has this car that he's got to turn on like a half an hour before he gets out of here. And this thing billows black smoke. It looks like 1930s Pittsburgh. I mean, it's just it billows this black awfulness.
One of those Fords with a crank at the in the front.
No, just like something out of. Something out of the Gung Ho.
There's a reference and a half.
The quintessential just like garbage car. Oh,
wow. I had a car so ghetto that I don't know how if I would have gotten pulled over, they probably would have said it wasn't street legal, because first of all, to get it started, I had to open up the trunk and find a twig that was on the ground and stick it into a part of my engine that kept a flap open. And if I didn't do that, the car wouldn't start.
In the trunk?
No, in the hood. Like,
oh,
if I open up the hood.
You said the trunk.
Oh, did I? Okay, yeah, I meant the hood. So if I had to stick it into this part of the engine, and if you didn't do that, then you would just sit there and it wouldn't crank. So on top of that, the seat of the driver's seat had been broken. And I don't know how it happened. I think I was with my dumb friends and I don't know, one was pulling on it. But it was laid flat. So I had nothing to lean back on. The only way I could sit up straight is if I just grabbed onto the wheel and pulled back. So there was literally no seat that I was sitting on. Just enough to put my ass on, but nothing behind me. And it was laying like that. The other door, the passenger door, I'd gotten in an accident. And it was an old Jeep, and it had those kind of plastic flappy doors. It had to be tied on. It couldn't close. So I had like a rope that was tying on one door, no seat, and an engine that literally every time I stopped, like if I went to the grocery store, if I went to, you know, anywhere, like even to get gas and I had to turn the car off, I had a dashboard filled with twigs that I would just break off a piece and stick it into my engine before I left.
Yeah, I had a 87 Bronco too that in Atlanta... Around 98, I had a cracked engine, so I had to fill it with radiator fluid all the time, which is fun because you really want a hot engine where you have to put radiator fluid into it.
So it would just keep dripping out of the bottom, and you had to continue.
I left it on. You'll get this, but like, there's a freeway called Georgia 400. It's an actual freeway, and I just left it on the side of the road and called Enterprise. And like left it there for a week.
I left my car at a repair shop because I didn't have enough money to fix it, and I didn't want it anymore.
No.
Like, my car was worth such garbage.
That's exactly what I did.
I left it, and like for like maybe it was a place that was near where my parents lived. And for about 6 months, I would drive by and I'd see my car sitting out there. And finally, I just called the guy and I said, "If you want it, you can keep it."
No, I got mine towed. In all honesty, I probably got it towed like 3 days later, but no one had moved it. And I just got it towed, and I can't remember what I did with it. I got it towed, and I certainly didn't trade it in, because then I got a Ford Escape. But I don't remember what I did with it. But I left it on the side of the road. I'm just like, screw this.
I'm
not getting this thing fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd have to replace the engine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be ridiculously expensive.
Right.
I bought a car for my wife's father. And he sold it to me for $2,000. It was his old beat up Corsica. And the trunk didn't open. You had to use a screwdriver in order to open the trunk at any given point. And like the back door, like one of the sensors that the door was open was on the entire time. So you would just have to drive in the car and hear a ding, 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 ding. So for maybe 6 months, everywhere I drove, there was a digging sound.
I like that he gets so confused. I like how he stuck you with the $2,000. Actually, you know what I did? I did not get a Explorer or a Escape after that. I got a Mitsubishi Eclipse, a red convertible, very masculine. A manual Mitsubishi Eclipse, red. which my father negotiated with over the phone, and it took 2 days for him to negotiate the lease. It was really something else. But and nonetheless, it looks like a relationship that will never be completely right again. John Wallach and Amy Lawrence. Amy Lawrence not wanting to do the show, saying that she did not want to do it. She politely declined.
See, I thought this would have been like a good moment for everyone.
Not us so as much. I didn't really want to participate. I just wanted to kind of facilitate, you know, two good friends getting sure. getting back at it and saying to each other, you know what? Let's hash this out. You know, John kind of leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
Telling us negative things about her, preparing us when we were told she got the job that this was going to be a rocky road, and then you know, backpedaling, and then when forced with it, when confronted with it, and then it would have been nice to know.
It's true, you know. It's only so much prepare work you can do in a brief 5 minute conversation. And if she was here and on the air, it would have been an open forum. We could have blown everything out, and maybe the circle would have been complete, as it were.
Well, you got two hugs out of the deal.
True. So, I think two. At least one.
You don't remember?
I don't remember if there was a beginning hug or not. I know there was an end one.
I got in, you know, fairly close to the beginning of the show, and I saw you were in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't remember?
I remember the ending hug. I don't remember if there was the opening, you know, how you doing type of thing. I don't remember that.
Did she have perfume
on? I might be blocking.
Did she have perfume on?
I don't think so.
Okay.
By the way, Nick just tweeted us and said, I had a 94 town car in high school. The engine caught on fire while driving on the highway. Well, that's nothing compared to what happened with Bird's car upstairs.
Oh, but that wasn't Bird's fault. That was the car next to him, right?
No.
That was Bird's car. Oh, I thought it was the car next to him that caught on fire.
No, his car caught the other car on fire.
Oh, all right.
Isn't that right, Dan? Okay, no,
that's exactly what happened.
Okay. Yeah, so
I have it wrong.
Because
obviously.
His car blew up in the parking lot.
You're still careening from
that's right. I'm not thinking straight. That's right.
All right. Well, listen, not all relationships end well. And that is the case between John and Amy Lawrence.
T&R 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
I will pay for the legal fees.
Recapping what you missed with Kutcher and Rich.
Five to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, Gino was dancing his tight pants wearing ass off at the TD Garden last night.
Kyrie free throw line jumper is good. Kemba Walker just like, what are you going to do? Kyrie's got 24 in the first half. Celtics are shooting 64%. Lead 65-57.
Yeah, for the last several weeks, I've been saying for a team that has such an amazing record, why aren't they blowing out anybody this season? Well, we got an all-time ass-kicking last night as the Celtics destroyed Charlotte 134-106. Charlotte, who had won their previous five, just couldn't do anything to stop anyone, but mostly Kyrie Irving, who had 34 points without even playing in the fourth.
Horford hand to Kyrie. Looks up, sees four on the shot clock. Kyrie drives at the elbow, stutter step, turns, fades,
boom!
And hits. I mean, Kyrie ridiculous.
Stop it, Kyrie. Come in here right now. Stop beating those kids up. Gee. You soon.
86-67.
Is he accusing Kyrie? That's an all-timer from both guys. That was great.
Is he accusing Kyrie Irving of child abuse? I'm not sure that's a fair thing to put on the airwaves.
He's saying they're both kids. And he said, you're going to get in trouble for going after that kid.
You'll get sued.
And then he goes, you'll get sued.
Now, okay.
And then he's like referring something to his experience.
Now, as much as I kind of want to laugh at Sean Grandy, are you surprised that has not been a T-shirt? Kyrie ridiculous.
Like, I hadn't thought.
That's kind of
really?
Kind of catchy. It's just goofy enough to be something that would sell,
and something that if you saw someone wearing it, you don't automatically know that you don't want to associate with them.
Oh, sure,
absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of corny NBA merchandise, and Kyrie ridiculous just kind of seems to be something that needs to be trademarked. Come on, Sully's brand, get on that. I want to see it outside
still
the guard next to the Roger that shirts.
They're still churning out those, trying to sell those Scalabrini shirts. that they've had to, you know, donate to Africa.
No, the one that says hope on it?
No, people still wear those.
You see, you go to some small village in Africa, and everyone's got Scalabrini shirts.
Right. I have mine. Believe it or not, those are still, you see a lot of them around the garden.
The hope shirts?
Yeah. The Scalabrini hope. That was a great shirt. But it wasn't just Kyrie making shots. It was everyone. A season best 62% was shot by the team collectively, and 134 points is the most points the Celtics have scored in regulation since 2004. However, Kyrie Irving from three has been borderline automatic. Last night, he became just the fifth Celtic ever to make 163 pointers in a single season, and it was as if someone told the Celtics it was time to take the season seriously.
Instead, gives up to Dwight Howard. Cross-court pass easily picked off by Jaylen Brown, and he will go the distance for the two-hand slam, uncontested. No Hornet even wandered into the backcourt.
At that point, you don't want to be on somebody's highlight film. Jaylen Brown had already cocked that one and tomahawked it.
Yeah, I kept waiting for the bad quarter, you know, because the Celtics always seem to have one where blowing out a team and then they just stop playing and let the other team tie it. And then the Celtics end up barely squeaking away with a win in the last few minutes. But last night was just an all-out domination. When I saw some random stat on NBCSN afterwards, that's the first game since like the 90s that the Celtics have scored 30-plus points every quarter.
Yeah, 67 in the first half, 67 in the second half.
Yeah.
And they did, it was fantastic. All the people that were complaining about how, you know, they never put a full game together, last night they put a full game together.
Yeah, it was one of the first. It was one of the few times this season, which is kind of shocking. But I think Mike Gorman said it best. He goes, I keep looking at the score, thinking we're in the fourth quarter, but no. Like the middle of the third. I think they had hit 100 already with like 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
It's somewhere to go. He wanted to get the hell out of there, saying that I keep thinking it's the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just saying I want to go home.
It could have been.
Get me the hell out of this building.
So it was good stuff. Here's Brad Stevens afterwards.
To be honest, I thought we played with force. I thought we executed well, but that was just one of those nights where you had great, great shot making. You know, sometimes it is as much as it, if the ball's going in the basket or not. And we hit a number of shots that we want to get, and we hit a number of shots that we executed very well. We also hit a number of them that, you know, were end of clock or were a little bit tougher.
Well, the Celtics are still undefeated since the All-Star break. They got a nice test coming up on Saturday night in Houston.
Houston just won their 14th in a row last night.
Well, James Harden's been unconscious. I mean, the guy, and you were talking off the air with me earlier about that.
Lawrence, and how that friendship is basically fizzled to nothing.
No, this is before I went in and talked to her. I talked to Rich first.
No, but so you weren't thinking about it at all before you went in?
No, not at all. Not even from.
I actually forgot she was going to be here this morning I got here.
I didn't.
Yesterday morning, I was like, oh, okay, I think this is the Amy Lawrence morning. But this morning, for some reason, I forgot.
No, I just looked at John and I just said, no. I said, oh, boy, another friendship lost. Really, in the blood's on the hands of John Wallach, aiding and abetting, leading the charge of negativity. And then to disingenuously go in there and hug the woman.
Yeah, it's good that I can turn it on and off like that.
All the time backstabbing her.
That's a good point.
Maybe Amy Lawrence and Princess Leia are the good luck charms for the Celtics. She was apparently in the house.
She was. She had a seat right behind Sean, apparently.
What, they put in Carrie Fisher's dead body? Princess Leia?
That's her car, Princess Leia.
Oh, I thought you meant the dead body of Carrie Fisher.
Did you do a Weekend at Bernie situation?
Yeah, that they had her on strings.
She hit her
clap.
Use the force.
And Cedric Maxwell had a full-on conversation with her.
Yeah.
That's certainly
possible.
I got to hear that clip one more time.
I love you with the Blues Brothers.
Horford hand to Kyrie. Looks up, sees four on the shot clock. Kyrie drives at the elbow, stutter step, turns, fades, and hits. I mean, Kyrie-diculous.
Stop it, Kyrie. Come in here right now. Stop beating those kids up. Gee.
Soon. 86-67.
He's going to fade that.
She's going to add on because she's used that before. You get a little twist there at the end makes it different.
Involved in his own legal tangle.
Maybe he is. But so James Harden, that's going to be on Saturday night. Tip off is at 8:30. You can hear it here. And then I know a lot of people got excited, as did I, when there was a video that NBC Sports Boston ended up tweeting out of Gordon Hayward in full on Celtics gear walking out to the court. And, of course, it was a big tease because there was a group team photo that was done yesterday, and he was there. But either way, obviously no boot, no nothing, but They keep getting teased. There he is.
Looking walking like without a limp.
Yep, looking like he's ready to play. They focus up on the ankles right there. And I think he's supposed to start. Brad Stevens is saying the right things. And that is that they don't expect
March,
him to
right?
react.
Yeah. It's March.
It's March.
It's March. You should join the team any moment. Maybe this is the road trip. Maybe he'll join the team in Houston.
Well, they said that this is when he was supposed to go on the road. Was sometime in March.
Sure.
And as long as you get him, like, just get him a couple weeks before playoff time. Last week of March, get him on the court. See how he does. Give him a few minutes out there just to have another shooter off the bench. Just a guy you can rely on. That would not suck going into the playoffs. Because does it not seem that now they have the mindset where we're not messing around? And they haven't played any elite teams over the last four games, and they're undefeated since the All-Star break. But the attitude does... It's completely different than what happened before they ended up all going.
Curious to see what happens Saturday. I mean, Houston is not only the best team in the NBA; they could not be any hotter than they are right now.
Sure. So, and you know what? It's going to be. I think they're going to do well. I think this is one of those few games.
They play Houston tough. Remember the last time they played? Marcus Smart just crawled right inside Harden's head.
It was great.
Drew those fouls on him at the end of the game, and the Celtics rallied for the win.
Some which were fouls, and some which were not. But it didn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You sell it works.
Well, okay. So you're going to see the value of Marcus Smart.
Yes.
On Saturday night. You're absolutely right.
Just like
right.
you did the last time these two teams played.
Well, it's like you see the value of Marcus Smart when they play Golden State. It's like when you play tough teams, Marcus Smart's the guy that F's up their heads. And I'm looking forward to, and also they seem to all be invested now. It was nice watching Monroe take the place of Daniel Tice, who's
best game was the Celtic last night.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was great. Well, the whole bench was great. I think they had 61 points. Aaron Baines, by the way, there's nothing better than when I see a guy humiliate Dwight Howard. Now, Dwight Howard got his points last night.
Dwight Howard looked really good in the first half.
But Aaron Baines hung with him, which is nice because, you know, when Dwight Howard actually tries and wants to have a good game, he can once again be that guy from 5 years ago, or maybe I should say 10 years ago, who could be dominant. But Aaron Baines held his own last night. You got a good looking
leading
team that
the
was
NBA
inspired.
In defensive rating, Aaron Baines.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
No, that is something.
Something you did not know, and now you're better off.
What does that mean? Plus that is, minus when he's on the floor?
Defensive rating is points per 100 possessions.
Yep.
Right.
It's a fantastic
under 100.
Stat that
under
needs
100.
To be discussed.
Sure.
All right. There you have it. John Wallach still reeling from his face-to-face with Amy Lawrence and her refusal to come on the air. Obviously, a little hurt, plain hurt today. Like the Native American that used to talk about pollution, one single tear rolling down his cheek. We will return here. He's going to muddle through these headlines. Give him a break, but here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what else is going on?
Oh, the big bearded one with a pencil behind his ear. Matt Patricia was speaking at the Combine yesterday.
Who went, unlike Josh McDaniels, who decided not to attend because he didn't want to be in Indianapolis and have to face the people that he completely screwed over.
He usually goes to the Combine, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, McDaniels go?
Usually, for some reason, none of the Patriots assistants are going this year. I don't know why that
Belichick's
is.
Belichick's not there.
No, Caserio is. I thought Belichick was going to go. Either way, none of the Patriots assistants are going. And
Belichick has to go to the Combine.
I would agree.
I don't think he's there right now.
That's fine, but he has to go to the Combine.
Yeah, I would think so, too. There's that. Isn't there some kind of breakfast that he attends, or is that during the spring?
The meetings.
The meetings in the spring.
If he's going to be part of the decision-making process, he has to go to the Combine.
But it's not a coincidence that McDaniels is not there.
No, he's not. He's not going because he's afraid to go.
I would agree.
Sure, it's in Indianapolis. I would agree. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, this is the guy you want as your head coach. A guy that can't even show his face in the city that he turned down. But nonetheless, yes, everyone is out there. It all starts in earnest today. You can see every flaw of every quarterback.
That's right. We have to put this on so we can see the 40s,
the underwear
40 times,
the underwear Olympics.
The underwear Olympics.
Yeah.
That guy screaming at the guy bench pressing.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Is the bench press.
Come on, another one. Another one.
Because there'll be a receiver that can't do one rep, and that's always the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no offensive coaches are expected to attend for the Patriots. And Bill's coming later, but they said that maybe half of the defensive coaches will go.
Yeah, because none of the offensive coaches are going because Josh McDaniels would have to go. Which would be frightening for him, as he is someone who does not like to leave the New England area.
He just definitely doesn't want to go to Indianapolis.
No, he doesn't like to leave. He likes to if he leaves the New England area, He likes to be with the team.
So Malcolm Butler was brought up to Matt Patricia. This is not why he was on the podium. The podium is in the best place, too. And it's they keep trying to hide it on the NFL Network, but they set it up in a hallway, and it's got the official, you know, NFL Network logos and everything behind it. But just above to the left and right, they have stationed it between a men's room and a women's room. So they're right in front of the toilets.
That's a sign of inclusion.
I guess so. But the networks keep trying to hide it, lower the cameras. Yeah. But sure enough, Andy Reid really
lobbied for that. Andy Reid wanted to be as close to a men's room as you could get.
Well, he stumbled through the set while one of the other coaches was speaking the other day. Just fell out of the men's room.
No, he just opened the door and it was like, sorry.
So he was asked about the Malcolm Butler situation, and Matt Patricia probably said about what you should say if you're him. He said, I'm going to be extremely respectful to Coach Belichick and his organization. I'm going to let him answer any questions that after the Patriots, which I'm sure Bill Belichick will be open and honest about once he is questioned.
By the way, Patricia with being cute with the pencil underneath his ear again.
I think that's kind of one of those things that it's like his whoopee. You know, it's the thing that makes him feel comfortable. He has to have it in his ear at all times.
I know. I think it's like a little trademark. Mm-hmm. It's like whoever we used to wear the Band-Aid, the R&B singer.
Oh, Nelly.
Nelly used to wear Band-Aids.
Yeah, or Left Eye with just the one thing under her eye.
Well, she ain't too proud to beg.
No, she is not. He said, I obviously have a lot of love for New England, but I have a new team now. He said, I would characterize my relationship with Malcolm as extremely strong. I love Malcolm a lot. He's like all my players. He's like one of my sons. I want to make sure he does everything to the best. And I hope the best for him. That's really all I'm going to say about Malcolm. So if you're wondering, as a Patriots fan, Malcolm Butler's not going to be coming back, which I all thought he wouldn't be. Who would you fill that spot with? Well, there's a certain corner from the Denver Broncos who, when a story was tweeted yesterday about him possibly being released, he tweeted emoji eyes and said, who coming to get me?
Oh, that's my dog, man.
Aqib Talib. Looks like he is going to be out and about and available for anyone who comes and gets him. You know what? That defense sucked at the end of the season. Like, that was one of those things where everyone, you know, would praise how great the Denver Broncos were defensively, but I don't know whether they just gave up because they knew that Trevor Siemian was so bad. It's like, if they're not going to be good on that their side of the ball, why should we even try on our side?
That's why it's so funny that they're like, Kirk Cousins has to go to Denver. He has to go to Denver. Well, this is not Denver from 3 years ago.
Well, you also don't know I didn't think that they had it in their genetic makeup, that defense, to just not try. Like, I thought Von Miller was one of those dirt dogs who would show up and
Chris Harris 2 years ago was the best cornerback in football.
Yep.
And then Aqib Talib is no slouch. And all of a sudden, they completely disappeared. Von Miller might be the best defensive player there is when he's healthy and when the team is playing
and
well.
And they just, I mean, they were a sieve. And maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's that they realized that they weren't going anywhere with that offense. Although they did have a broken and beaten Peyton Manning, who somehow took them to the Super Bowl.
No, Peyton Manning didn't take them anywhere. That defense took them.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, is that with that defense, why couldn't they look at that and go, well, maybe we're good enough to do something on our own.
Because they're not good enough
anymore.
And
they stopped. Well,
because
everyone's
defense,
a year older. How old do you think Talib is without looking?
31.
I'm going to say 30.
32.
Okay.
Going to be 33.
Yeah, I knew he was around there. And the miles obviously aren't good. I just like his attitude. Like, I like having a guy in the locker room, and also, of course, you know, for quotes and things of the like, but I like having a guy who just, you know, will go up and snatch your chain off your neck.
Mindset is the win.
I mean, don't you want a little bit of that on the Patriots?
As long as it doesn't cost me a lot, yes. I'd love to have him on this team.
It won't, and he knows the system. I just don't know.
And who's going to be able to stop Gilmore and Talib? You'll be two lockdowns. You can't lose.
Well, I don't know about Talib, but I mean, obviously Gilmore was excellent at the end of the season.
At the end of the season, he's your number one.
Eric Rowe is on the other side. I don't think they're going to get anybody. I think that's your guy.
Yeah, and if you're Gilmore and there's Eric Rowe on the other side, I think that you're pretty much good for the day. I think that they're going to pretty much leave you alone. They're gonna
that's
pick
true.
Out who's
you're just
going to
collect
side.
Checks. No one's going to throw the ball at you. It's a good point.
Yeah, if you're Gilmore, what are you going to do? You don't have to really do anything. You know, they don't necessarily line you up against the best. They did in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you play one side of the field generally and then
do what they did when Brandon Browner was on the other side of Revis.
Yeah.
You know, get safety. You know, just make sure McCourty plays on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah.
They'll leave you with your guy, whoever it is, and that's how you play defense.
All right. I'm curious about this call because I think it's a prank. Luke, go ahead.
It's not a prank, Frank or Fred. I'm just wanted to say thank you. Actually, you made me laugh like two tears twice this week, and I can't remember the last time. It's been, you know, years since you were, you know, made actually funny to that point. So it was surprising, and I just want to thank you. But that when you guys were talking about like the fake products with that dilly dilly crap, and you were like Massengill, it's a mess down there.
Yeah,
yes. That made me cry laughing. But before that, it was even better. Was the what was it? Cat litter, Jimmy Stewart? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was cat litter. It was cat litter, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, cat litter.
Okay, so I was crying laughing to driving to work this morning over it, just thinking about that Pat pee. and the you know, I can see a whole television series. I can see the animation now in my
Kitty
head.
Litter, James Stewart, the cartoon?
I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay. You have to cover your mess. You have to cover it. Scoop, scoop, scoop. I hit it. All right. Well, listen. It's nice that I made you laugh for the first time in years. All right. Yesterday, there was commotion in the offices, on the phone lines, on the interwebs, and we will explain how that all went down.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
And
so you were out there, Rich, on the social media.
Yeah.
And this morning, you informed me that Nora, hello.
Hello.
All right. So according to the social media, you are newly single.
That's correct.
Okay. So if and then Rich tells me that someone suggested, hey, why don't you have the Toucher and Rich show look for someone for you? And and you are not you did not dismiss that out of hand.
I said that would be interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know if we can do anything. Obviously, there's a lot of legalities that have to be gone through. We would need armed guards and everything else. I don't know how we would make any of this happen. But, Nora, by the way, how can people find you on social media? I know that you're on Instagram. How do people find you if they want to know?
So my Instagram name is Nora Fritz with two Z's. And then my Twitter handle is the same thing, but just one Z.
So. Okay.
At
Nora Fritz.
F-R-I-T-Z for Twitter, F-R-I-T-Z-Z. On the Instagram. All right, so Nora, what are you looking for in a gentleman? What is it that is keen to your eye?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not actively looking, but I wouldn't.
No, but you're not actively looking, but obviously, and who knows? There are bounce backs in relationships, and things can get crazy. But nonetheless,
yeah, of course.
I'm glad you didn't commit to the tattoo like your boyfriend did. But nonetheless. All right, so
hang on. So he's got a tattoo with your name on it?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember? No. And she just went with the EKG. Yeah. She just went with the EKG.
So you have no tattoos with his name on it?
No.
No, just the EKG.
Yeah. He should have known at that point.
Well, no, we discussed this at length when she was in here.
That's right.
So, Nora, were you kind of half-assing it with that tattoo? I think we have discussed this.
I mean, I'm not going to commit to that.
Yeah. I don't even have my wife's name tattooed on me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, I have my kids' names tattooed because they're your kids. But I could leave this broad any day. You know what I'm saying?
You're stuck with the kids.
Yeah, that's right. Anytime a hot, sweet piece of ass comes my way, I could leave in a hot minute. You know what I'm saying, Nora?
I got you.
That's right, baby.
So, who is your like celebrity dream guy? Just to kind of know what you're looking for.
Chris Hemsworth, 100%.
Okay, who is that?
He's the Thor
from Nickelback.
No, yes, yeah. Thor from Nickelback.
Is he the drummer for Nickelback?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, so no, who is Chris Hemsworth?
He plays like Thor in all the Avengers movies.
Okay, so basically, like your ex-boyfriend. All right, so you're looking for someone who's like a Nordic god.
Yeah, basically.
Fat Tony just tweeted and says, "Why don't I get any love anymore? Tell Nora I'm single and I have heart problems."
Is Fat Tony pasta guy?
No. He lives with.
Fat Tony, I don't think he lives with a girlfriend. That's not the pasta man. That's not pasta guy.
Which one was Fat Tony?
Fat Tony was the one with a horrible heart pressure, remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said he lives with his girlfriend.
I just thought that it was funny that pasta guy had on a Wheaties jacket, even though you know he's never ate Wheaties in his life.
All right, so so you're looking for like a Nordic god. Now, Nora, you seem like someone who is rather alternative. You seem like someone who is non-conventional, but yet you want a man who is like a big-time weightlifter?
No. I mean, no. Like, tall is good.
How tall?
Maybe a beard.
How tall?
Like, at least 6 feet. Because I'm 5'8", you know? I want to be able to wear heels.
Okay, and a beard?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a beard. But beards is beards. I'm not going to say no to a beard.
Okay, and what else?
Financially stable.
What?
Financially stable would be good.
Okay, what else?
That's
so you just described me.
you're not available, Fred.
So, but I'd be your if people want to know your ideal, it would be me.
Yeah, basically.
6'2", before, then beard, and then I'm rich as hell.
By the way, yes. her Twitter followers have gone up by about 200 since we've talked
to her. Well, listen, there you go.
So okay, Nora, what do you not want in a guy?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of things. What do I not want?
A working penis.
Yeah.
No, okay. What
that's basically all, you know.
All right, no, what okay. do you not want in a man? What are turnoffs for Nora?
I don't know.
Pasta. A guy who likes pasta.
All right.
No, pasta's good.
Okay. No, what are like when you see him, you're just like, that's a red flag.
I don't know. It's hard to think on the spot.
All right. I'm being told that your followers on Instagram was 760 when we first announced it, and now it's already over 1,000.
What did you think of intern Nick? What do you think of the way he looked?
Nick's cute.
Now, would he be someone that you would immediately dismiss, or would he be someone that you would...
No.
Okay. What about Bird?
No, Bird's cute.
Okay, so the standards aren't electrically high.
The build, you know?
Okay, so you like a burly guy.
I don't mind burly, no.
Okay, but that's what you want. Nora, you have to be decisive here, woman.
I'm sorry. I haven't been single in a while.
Well,
how long has it been? How long were you with your last boyfriend?
Almost 4.5 years.
Oh, what okay. could go wrong? All right, so, you got to be decisive. You got to think about what you want. So if we were allowed, and I don't know by any stretch of the imagination if we would be able to do this, but if we were allowed, would you be interested in having some sort of setting you up with someone or having a situation in studio and gave you an opportunity to meet some people?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay, all so right. You're game for that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so now we just have to...
I feel like you're just not like weirdos.
But of course.
Just not like weirdos. Well, so.
Nora, do you know the legal loopholes, the legal gymnastics we have to do if we want this to happen? Believe me. You'll be the safest you've ever been in your entire life. I can assure you of that.
Nora, is there anyone that possibly might work at the station that you might be interested in?
Sub-Zo. Sarge here.
Did you meet Sarge?
I did, in fact, meet Sarge.
Okay, now, was he someone that you... Because you like Nick and Bird. What about Sarge?
Probably not.
Okay, why?
I don't know. He's on my face.
Okay. You think he's ugly?
No.
Well, listen, there's one thing that Sarge did tell us now is...
I like women, and women like me.
Yeah. But not in this case. All right, so you're on the record as saying Sarge is ugly.
No, I did not say that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Nora, if you were going to sleep with anyone at the radio station, who would you sleep with?
Oh, man. That's...
Anyone, not even the show, anyone at the radio station.
Oh, I don't know.
Maserati?
I don't know.
It'd be Maz.
Spitball, top of the head, go. Felger? Zolak? Zolak's a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
He's like a Nordic god.
Right? Ex-athlete?
No. Not for me.
All right, then who? Spit it out. Top of your head. Let's go.
No, I'm not going there.
Why not?
No.
Because it's Wallach. She's got a weird thing for gap tooth.
And who wouldn't? I ask you.
All right, so you won't say. So it's not Zolak and it's not Maserati. Is it Felger? He's handsome.
No.
All right, then who is it?
No.
It's Big Jim Murray. He's got the tats.
Oh, is it Big Jim Murray?
Yeah, it's Jim Murray, isn't it?
That's right.
He's got the beard, too.
Yeah. She's not saying no, baby.
That's what it is.
She ain't saying no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Big Jim Murray, if you want it financially stable, there you go. All right. Well, listen, Nora, would you want us to have Big Jim Murray in here?
No, I mean, I don't. I feel like it would be better if it was, like, random people.
Okay.
Okay. Well, your Twitter followers and Instagrams are they're really going through the roof.
All right. Okay. So you want someone Big Jim Murray esque?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Scally cap mandatory?
No.
Okay, but you like the tattoos and he's tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nora. We'll work on it.
So we're just going to do a Big Jim Murray lookalike game?
Yeah.
Do you look like Big Jim Murray?
Yeah. Why not?
They have to buy the Scally cap if they don't own one.
It's like, who wants to date Nora who looks like Big Jim Murray?
Yeah, that's what we could do.
Okay.
You're either going to look like the pasta guy or Big Jim Murray. All right, Nora, this needs to get fleshed out a little bit. Yeah. Nora, we need to flesh this out, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much.
Hashtag guys who look like Jim Murray.
There you have it. There you have it.